I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I'd been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I refer to Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us live and local now for a Tuesday. And we check in on a regular basis in the Coachella Valley. As those of you that don't know, our show is carried every day on 98.1 News and Talk That Rocks in the Coachella Valley. Places like Palm Springs, Indio, Thermal, Indian Wells, Rancho Mirage. And in fact, let's take you to Indian Wells, the place where everything's always wonderful. No problems with the city council or the county commission. There's nothing. Everybody just lives in peace and harmony. It's so nice. Let's check in on our City National Bank guest hotline. My buddy Jim Yoder, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. Good morning, Jim. How you been?
Hey, Kevin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Is everything always great in Indian Wells? Now, be honest.
Well, everything's great, except if your kids go in and order a Happy Meal, I hope they're not real thirsty for a soft drink, because Jerry Brown's getting ready to sign legislation that's a $500 fine for a restaurant to serve anything other than milk or water with a children's meal.
What?
Yes. The restaurant is not allowed to offer anything other than milk or water with a children's meal. Now, the parents have the option to request something, but the restaurant cannot offer it.
That is so California. That is so the People's Republic of California.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
No. But it's not surprising. The problem is, most kids I know of, correct me if I'm wrong, most kids I know of, they want a soda.
Of course. That's why they're kids.
And that's why they're going to McDonald's.
It's the same thing that the liberals always do. They get their foot in the door with the plastic straw issue, and then it's just going to keep going. Same thing with everything else that is their cause. They just get their big toe in the door, and then it just escalates from there.
And by the way, Dianne Feinstein's running for re-election, right?
Yes, Dianne Feinstein is running for re-election. She's not getting a lot of support from her own caucus, but she's running for re-election. She obviously needs the money. She's only worth $77 million on a $170,000 a year salary. How did that happen?
I've always wondered how these people get rich. Do you have any feel? Did she marry into money, or what's the deal?
Her husband is an executive with a national real estate firm, which I guess I probably shouldn't mention. However, at the end of the financial crisis in 2008, the government relinquished all these post offices around the country to private control. And guess who won the contract? Dianne Feinstein's husband.
Wow. Don't you just love that? Some days it's just nice to wake up and know that you're Dianne Feinstein's husband.
The only thing better than that is being Nancy Pelosi's husband.
There you go. I do want to ask you, though, there's been a lot of talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and that everybody she endorses loses. But she's got some problems of her own, does she not?
Well, I believe she does. This gentleman named Nathan Bernard is a roommate of hers and a friend, and he's, I understand, wanted in three states for cyber stalking and sending death threats to, you know who Mike Cernovich is? He's a Twitter guy, but he's got some clout. I've seen him standing in the press room at the White House. He holds rallies all around the country, and he's got quite a big following. But apparently he's got this 18-month-old baby, and this Nathan Bernard sent death threats to Mike Cernovich's 18-month-old baby.
Yikes. by the way, just getting back to Dianne Feinstein, she has, I'm not sure if she has blood on her hands relative to the CIA. What is the connection?
Well, apparently, her driver for the last 20 years was a Chinese spy. And under the Obama administration, while this guy was driving for her and hearing all of her private conversations, he was in her office. He was actually her chauffeur, so he heard everything she said on her cell phone. And under the Obama administration, 18 to 20 CIA operatives in China were put to death.
Wow.
Could be a coincidence.
Yeah, well, and that of course you never know. The other guy that everybody's talking about is John Brennan. And John Brennan, everybody says this guy's a communist. He voted communist. But that this guy may have blood on his hands, too.
Well, trouble just seems to follow this guy around. Remember back, we were a lot younger, but the Khobar Towers bombing? He was the CIA station chief there when the Khobar Towers were bombed. And then he was the station chief in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, when all 19 hijackers on the 2001 9/11 episode received their visas. All of his underlings, the investigators at the CIA, told him not to approve those visas, and he overruled them and approved all of them.
Well, and even
so
if
it's awfully coincidental,
even when you go to Benghazi and you see some of the people there that had to sign the so-called NDAs, the non-disclosure agreement. What was that all about?
Well, Chris Peronto, who was one of the four operatives who survived the Benghazi, who wrote the he wrote the book and the movie 13 Hours about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and by the way, we've had him on the show, and his name is Tonto. He's known as Tonto to his teammates. Go ahead though.
Yes, but he's a great guy. And he's just all over Brennan because, well, he knows the real story, and he knows that Hillary is a liar, and this video is a bunch of hooey and all that stuff. Well, when he was at the funerals of his comrades who were killed in that, Brennan walks up to them and makes him sign, and all the other three guys, a non-disclosure agreement saying that they will not tell the truth about the operation and what happened.
Wow.
At the funeral.
That is well, and again, you had Hillary telling widows, you know, that it was Benghazi was all about a movie, was all about a film.
Her and Obama
yeah.
too.
Just unbelievable.
And of course, Nice is in on that. But yeah, this Brennan guy. I mean, I heard you earlier talking about him. It's all about money with these guys. You're right. That's those CIA clearances or those security clearances are all about them having information so they can sell what they know to the networks and to other agencies. It's all about money.
Again, joining us, Jim Yoder, our eyes and ears all across the Coachella Valley. Those of you listening on 98.1 News and Talk That Rocks, you know this guy. He is all over the place there. And let me just ask you, because ICE is coming under fire. A lot of Democrats want to essentially abolish ICE and create open borders. I pray that it's not going to happen. But I want to ask you that there was an incident in California. I guess a guy and his wife or girlfriend was getting ready to give birth. They were pulled over. The male was arrested on charges. What do you know about that?
What I know is not what CNN will tell you. What I know is that the Mexican authorities actually contacted ICE in the United States to track this guy down. He committed murders in Mexico, possibly even in the United States, and ICE was asked by the Mexican authorities to track him down. So they got his, they received information about where he lived, and they tracked him to this gas station. They pulled into the gas station on the way for her to have a C-section, a scheduled C-section at the hospital, so it wasn't an emergency or anything like that. And they pulled him over and yanked him out of there. It's also his fifth anchor baby, too, that she was giving birth to.
Whoa! Explain anchor babies for those that don't know.
Well, anchor baby is if these illegal immigrants come across the border and their child is born in the United States, that child is an American citizen. That's the way our Constitution reads.
Wow. That is incredible. I know we have talked a lot here in Nevada about the possibility of high-speed rail from either Vegas or someplace else here in Nevada to L.A. It's taken a lot of different forms. Everybody seems to have a different idea of what it's going to end up being. Where is that from a California perspective? What I keep hearing is that, well, they'll take you to Victorville or someplace like that, but they're not going to take you right into downtown Los Angeles. What do you know about what they're trying to do in California with this high-speed rail?
Well, isn't the advantage of having a rail to avoid the traffic from Los Angeles to Vegas?
Sure.
If you have to drive to Victorville, you've driven through everything the rail system is trying to avoid. So I don't see the advantage there. The budget for the high-speed rail was $37 million. That's what they sold the California people on when they put this on the ballot. It's now at $77 million, but they say it's going to way exceed $98 million. And in addition to that, they have legal parameters that they have to meet according to this ballot initiative. And one is to hit certain speeds, like 147 miles an hour. It's got to hit that speed. And they're saying with the terrain and the topography, there's no way that the train's going to be able to do that. To just make a circle, to make a circumference at the speed it has to be at, it has to be a 50-mile circle to do the speed that's required to achieve the goals that they sold the people on. And there's no way that's going to happen. Gavin Newsom's all for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, if you spend another $20 million, that's fine. Spend $1 billion, it's okay.
That's right. That's right.
That's incredible. A story came out the other day. Some polling came out. And CBS News, consider the source, the headline reads, Democrats on the verge of winning 222 House seats in 2018 midterm elections. That's according to that CBS News, YouGov.com a poll. Although the people I've talked to around the country say the exact opposite is happening, is that Democrats, because they don't really have a cohesive message, they may end up losing seats. They may not win any seats. They'll probably lose seats in the Senate, gain a handful maybe in the House from the Coachella Valley. And again, that's a pretty conservative place. What are you hearing there?
Well, people are hoping what happens is what you just said happened. I think the House is really up. The only guy that I see that really, really works it here is Omar Navarro, who is going after Maxine Waters' seat. He's working very hard. We'll see what happens there. I did see where Trump came out today and endorsed heavily John Cox for governor, which is a good thing, because if we can get people out to vote for Cox for governor, that will transfer over to the Senate and the House races as well, at least here in California. But I think nationally, it's a toss-up. I think that they will hold the Senate. But boy, they've got to hold the House, or it's going to be chaos there for the next 2 years.
Well,
if they
don't hold the House. It's going to be impeachment this and impeachment that. I mean, that's a given.
Yeah, and impeachment. You know, that's a lot of people don't understand what impeachment really is. I mean, Bill Clinton was impeached, wasn't he? But he wasn't
convicted.
Sent out of the.
He wasn't convicted. Office. Yeah, he wasn't convicted.
Correct.
In the Senate. But the whole thing is, right, it can tie up the House of Representatives for months. I mean, you want to talk about gridlock? I mean,
you think
you got gridlock now? Imagine what it would be like with Democrats holding fort in the the House of Representatives. That could get ugly.
Absolutely. Well, look at what Schumer does over in the Senate. I mean, he just promotes the impossible just so they can hold on to the power. I mean, he knows what he's promoting can't happen, but it's all about the power. And that's what, you're right, it's exactly what would happen in the House. They want to just tie this thing up so Trump can't get one thing through.
Well, the president has gotten a lot of stuff through already. He's got tax cuts. He's going to get another Supreme Court justice probably by October 1. And by the way, the president's going out on the stump, I think this time, to West Virginia to stump against Joe Manchin. And I guess my question is, whenever he goes out on the stump and he goes out campaigning, he always mentions all the stuff he's done. This president has a long, long list of accomplishments. I've only got 2 minutes before the end of the break, but this president has quite a list of accomplishments, does he not?
Well, yes. How about this? What I don't understand about the Maxine Waters of the world being so up in arms against President Trump. Black ownership of business has grown 400% just in the last year. Where is the Congressional Black Caucus giving him all the accolades he deserves about that? They're still talking impeach, and their own people that they represent are doing better now than they've done in the last 60 years.
Well, or where is it on CNN? Where is it on MSNBC or on Meet the Press? Do you ever hear stuff like that relative to black ownership? I mean, that's incredible.
The media is just, if you can't figure out that they're so corrupt now, there's no more evidence to give you. It's incredible how corrupt it, and then they're just in the tank with the liberals.
Well, and when you look at the latest polling, his approval rating in the African-American community, up 30%, some polls at 36%. It's incredible. Jim, I got to run because we are running way behind on time. Thank you so much. We always love having you on. We'll have you on again, okay?
Thank you, Kevin. Pleasure talking with you.
There you go. Jim Yoder, our man about the Coachella Valley, joining us live and local now.
The largest conservative grassroots gathering in the American West is fast approaching. The 4th Annual Basque Fry, featuring Attorney General Adam Laxalt, takes place on Saturday, August 25th in Gardnerville. Affordable and fun for the entire family. Come meet our special guests, President Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, along with Congressman Devin Nunes and Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. Get your tickets today at morningofnevadapac.org. Paid for by the Morning in Nevada PAC.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners, get involved, and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available. Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Why does it not surprise me? The Governor Jerry Brown's getting ready to sign a bill that would require fast food to give you water or milk, anything but soda, with like a Happy Meal or whatever. Why does that not surprise me? Only in the People's Republic of California could that happen. Only in the People's Republic of California could they want to run not just your life but your child's life. Makes no sense at all. We have a long way to go. That music means we're coming to break. But coming up, my favorite part of the show, it's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You call in. You tell me what it is you want to talk about. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live and local now. This is my favorite part of the program. And for those of you that don't know, those of you that may be new to the program, our segment between 11:30 and noon is one that is devoted purely to you. What we do in this segment is we give you the freedom to take the program in any direction you want. Now, for the first 2.5 hours, I dictate where the show goes. I make sure, as best I can, that it is compelling. It's something you actually care about. It's topical. It's today's news, not something that happened 3 weeks ago. And it's entertaining. We try and keep it on that, we always call it the three-legged stool, compelling, topical, entertaining. That's what we try and do every day. But in our final half hour, we give you the option of telling us where you want to go with the show. You may want to talk sports. You may want to talk about, entertainment, pop culture. Doesn't matter. By the way, did you see the VMA, the MTV's big thing? Let's go to cut 5. I'll let you hear this. I don't want to give these people any more publicity than they already get. But this was Kevin Hart, who felt that in the early going of the Video Music Awards of MTV, that they had to get political. You knew they were going to get political. Kevin Hart did not disappoint.
I've been in and around the people in the administration. I've heard anybody say
it wasn't anything. I don't think that's Kevin Hart. Yeah, it's okay. That's okay.
Tiffany went there. Oh, God, that just happened. See, you never know what's going to happen at the VMAs. I mean, beefs pop off, bad language. People run to the bathroom and send out crazy tweets. It's basically like your typical day at the White House. In your face, Trump, suck it.
Okay. In your face, suck it. Okay, good. That was very clever of Kevin Hart, and he got a little dig in to the president of the United States, which it's just absolutely wild. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. It's real easy. This is the simple part, where you call in, you tell us what it is you want to talk about. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. The big thing we've been talking about over the last couple of days is this whole notion of, you know, the security clearances. And by the way, I'm not sure why this has become such a big story. It's something that these people use when they are working for the CIA or working for the White House. It's something that they need for their job. When the job is over, they turn in their security clearance. Now, what happens is some of them keep their security clearance so they can go work for, you know, Fortune 500 companies. And they can deal with issues that require a security clearance. And that's okay. But it's not something that they are owed. Now John Brennan says that he's going to sue to get his security clearance back. Isn't that something that is bestowed on a person by the government? And as such, it can be taken away. Let's go to cut 1 if we can, because this is General Mike Hayden. He is a guy like John Brennan who has been a former director of the CIA, and was on with Wolf Blitzer. And this was his reaction to the story of denying President Obama. There were reports yesterday that people within the White House are counseling the president to take away the clearance of former President Obama.
The president tells Reuters he's staying out of the Russia investigation, but he could run it if he wanted to. What's your reaction to
that? I have no idea what that means. And certainly it would compromise the independence of what Bob Mueller is doing and just undercut any legitimacy with regard to a conclusion that the investigation would reach. And Wolf, the president only gets out from under this cloud if people have confidence in the conclusion.
And the people have to have confidence in the conclusion. Yeah. If it's going to be a significant conclusion, clearly. Yeah. President also just told Reuters in this interview over at the White House he hasn't given a lot of thought, in his words, to the idea of revoking Robert Mueller, the special counsel's security clearance. But in the New Yorker magazine, Adamantis reporting that some of the president's advisors actually encouraged him, get this, to deny intelligence briefings to former President Barack Obama, but former National Security Advisor General H.R. McMaster talked him out of that. How unprecedented would it be to deny a former president of the United States security or intelligence briefings?
It would be absolutely unprecedented. And to preserve the dignity of the office and of the men who have served in it, you do update former presidents. Number one, as a practical matter, you kind of want to keep them on your side. You want them to feel part of governance so that when they may be asked a question, and the best former presidents stay quiet, but if they may be asked a question, they can be broadly supportive. But again, that's so violating of a norm of the peaceful transfer of power in the United States. It's an almost unspeakable proposal.
I still, for the life of me, don't understand why it is that it's such a big deal to deny somebody. There's no right. Somebody yesterday or 2 days ago, I think, tried to make the case that there is some sort of constitutional right that we all have, or at least some of us, or at least John Brennan has, to get to keep your security clearance. Maybe I'm missing something. But for the life of me, I don't know where they get it, this constitutional right. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just like to draw a comparison. You leave the military and they give you a very nice rifle that you'd like to take with you. It's a tool for the job, but I can't sue them to get that. To become mine. It's like any other thing. You leave your tools, you leave your requirements. Yeah, I had a very nice rifle I would have liked to take it, but nope, I had to leave it. That's my comment for the day.
There you go. Mike, thank you. Nah, he's right. The same way when I leave this radio station, the little key fob that gets me in the morning, the keys to the front door, I got to give them back. You know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to be bold. I'm going to give away another pair of tickets to the 4th Annual Basque Fry, Saturday, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Corley Ranch in Gardnerville. Now, you got to be able to get to Northern Nevada. If you live in Northern Nevada, you can win tickets. If you don't live in Northern Nevada, that's fine too, but you got to be able to get there and put yourself up. We make it real easy for you, okay? All you got to do is be caller number two. I'm going to go to caller number two at 844, the number two, Nevada. So if you live in Reno or Sparks or Carson City or Ely or Battle Mountain or Amargosa Valley or Hawthorne, wherever it might be, and you want to go to the Basque Fry and you want to see Kellyanne Conway, we're going to give you a chance to do just that. Caller number two at 844, the number two, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And caller number two will be our winner. We've been giving away tickets, I guess, since last Thursday or Friday. We're just going to keep on giving tickets as long as I got them. You're going to have them. And if you do make it up to the Corley Ranch, make sure you stop by our bus or Winnebago or whatever is going to be all ready to go, and we're going to be broadcasting live on many of these stations from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. So make sure that you stop by and say hi. I'd love to get a chance to meet you up there. And what you're going to find is beautiful, picturesque, so beautiful, and it's so much fun up there. And let's see, who's going to be there? Kellyanne Conway, counselor to the president. Devin Nunes, chair of the House Intelligence Committee. Let's see, who else? Let's see. Pam Bondi is the chair. I'm sorry, she is the attorney general of the state of Florida. Marcus Luttrell, lone survivor. He's going to be there. We just got confirmation of that on Monday.
That's incredible.
No, that's that is going to be really cool. That's why I hope, if you have not already gotten your tickets, go to a Morning in Nevada pack. Morning in Nevada pack, and you can buy tickets there, or you can win them from me. No, that's what's going to be fun. And you know, the other thing that I love about this is that you get to experience, and those of us that are city folks, like myself, you get a chance to experience the ranch experience. And it's so much, it's beautiful. It's picturesque. It's northern Nevada. It's really impressive. And it's one of those things that I absolutely love doing. And we've done it the last few years, and it's been, gosh, it's, and you know who is really nice? The Corley Ranch family are just incredible. They're so nice, and they're friendly, and they're helpful, and they look like ranchers. It's almost as if they went to Central Casting and they said, hey, all those guys that you see on Yellowstone, the TV show, yeah, we want guys that look like that, just without the murder and the mayhem and that kind of thing. Yeah. And by the way, we've got our second caller, so you need not call unless you want to just join us on the phone. We're going to take a quick break. And then we'll come back and we'll get to more of your calls on the other side. We'll get to more, more of your calls on the other side. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, here's how you do it. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
The largest conservative grassroots gathering in the American West is fast approaching. The 4th Annual Basque Fry, featuring Attorney General Adam Laxalt, takes place on Saturday, August 25th in Gardnerville. Affordable and fun for the entire family. Come meet our special guests, President Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, along with Congressman Devin Nunes and Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. Get your tickets today at morninginnevadapac.org. Paid for by the Morning in Nevada PAC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed.
Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Local now. Yeah, I tell you, this whole John Brennan thing, though, just drives me nuts. First of all, there is no constitutional right to a national security clearance. There just isn't. And yet you've got guys like General Michael Hayden, who think somehow there that this would be a winnable case if Brennan goes and sues for his security clearance that he thinks he would win it. And maybe I'm missing something. I'm not a legal scholar, and I don't think Michael Hayden is either. These are military guys, but somehow Hayden thinks that the John Brennan case in a court of law, would be winnable.
So now the president and his team, they're saying bring it on to John Brennan, the former CIA director who's been threatening to sue sue the administration for revoking his security clearances. Do you think, first of all, this is the right approach on the part of John Brennan to potentially seek legal action against the president for revoking a security clearance?
Yeah, so I have to reserve that question for John, but, you know, I would be lying to you if I didn't tell you that Jim Clapper, Mike Hayden's, and John Brennan's of the world occasionally share some thoughts. And for all of us, but particularly for John, because he's the only one now directly affected, it's not so much the direct personal effect as it is to the broader principle involved. If I can just kind of scope this for you, Wolf, John is being denied something to which he would otherwise be entitled, and is being denied it because of his political speech. That should be scary, and that's a very high principle. So if anything draws John to litigation, I think it's the defense of that principle.
Okay, my cell phone is blowing up. Smartphone is just coming unglued. L.A. Times is reporting it. Everybody now is reporting it. Michael Cohen has reached a plea deal with the Robert Mueller team. What he's going to say is anybody's guess. Will it have anything to do with Russian collusion? I doubt it. And the word is that it's a plea deal in a financial fraud case. Would he dare involve the president in that? You know, making payments to Stormy Daniels Stormy Daniels, that has nothing to do with Russian collusion. Last time I checked, is this going to have any impact on the president? I don't think it is, but again, you don't know somebody's private attorney. And remember, when the Mueller team, took everything, every scrap of paper, every audio tape, and this guy's been taping people too. I don't know what this is going to mean for the president of the United States. Now, he can simply pardon Michael Cohen and short-circuit this whole thing. Is there anything the president did wrong? So far, no. Would Michael Cohen lie? Would Michael Cohen lie in order to get a lighter sentence, let's say? Well, that deal has apparently already been done. They call it a proffer. If we put your guy on the stand, what would he say? Well, he would probably say this, and he'd probably say that, and he'd probably say the other thing. Well, I think we already know what the proffer is. That we know what he's going to say in a court of law. I don't know who he would testify against. Would it be one of the kids? And we don't know that. But I will say this. The fact that you got Michael Cohen doing a plea deal. You've got, you got Paul Manafort. We are still on jury watch. And stay with this radio station all week, whatever it takes, to get a verdict. And his deal is very similar to what we're finding with Michael Cohen. It has nothing to do with Russian collusion. It has to do with everything but Russian collusion. So in other words, all these people are getting caught up. And that's what's so sad about this. They're all getting caught up in an investigation that's supposedly about Russian collusion, but in the end has nothing to do with Russian collusion. We'll see what you think. We have come just about to the end of this program. Hard to believe it. But we are done with this show. That's hard to believe. But we will find out. I'm sure we'll know more by this time tomorrow as to what it is that Michael Cohen is supposedly going to be able to testify to, if indeed he has to testify at all. But you don't give a plea deal unless you're getting something for it. We'll see how that plays out. We will do that tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow we're going to be joined by Dennis Hoff. Brothel owner, candidate for the assembly in District 36. Yeah, the same one. The Love Ranch and all of that. Yeah, we're gonna get to the bottom of this whole thing. We will do that coming up tomorrow promptly at 9 a.m. Till we join you then, for our entire crew, for Jameson, well done as always. Tracy Brigida, thank you so much for your help. Andrew Paul, great as always. Until we join you. Oh, and don't forget Ashley, our new producer. Ashley has been just wonderful so far. Thank you for all of us. Thank you so much for joining us live and local now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.